What if kittens played the glockenspiel? What if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am so excited to be joined by a new friend of mine, a new friend of the show. She is a fellow podcaster. Her podcast is called Culture Kids, and give it up for Kristen Kim!
Hello, everyone! Hello, What If World! Hello, Mr. Eric! I am so excited to be here. Big fans of your show.
I'm a big fan of your show. Could you please give these kids a little bit of context on Culture Kids?
Yeah, so Culture Kids is hosted with me and my son, Asher. He is 6 years old, and we work with different organizations and educators and authors from all over the world, and we learn about different cultures, like cultural holidays, traditions, food, Pokemon, pop culture, you name it.
It's a lovely show, and you just celebrate everything that you learn about. You have such passion for what you're learning, and it's great that Asher, at 6 years old, is already co-hosting a podcast. It's amazing. And actually, Asher did give us our first question today.
What if there was no such thing as language?
Mind blown. Asher, thank you for throwing us this wonderful curveball. And then we also have one more question from a patron named Olivia.
Hi, my name's Olivia, and I like singing. What if butterflies could fly to the moon and out of space? Bye.
Yeah, I have to point out that Olivia has been our patron for a while, and even before she was a patron, I caught her asking questions on the What If World voicemail. Always wonderful questions, and she just continues to ask mind-blowing questions all the time. One of the reasons I wish I could do a million episodes a year is just to keep up with all these awesome ideas. So thank you. We've got two great questions. We're going to jump right into our story and find out, what if there was no such thing as language, and what if butterflies could fly to the moon and outer space?
Let's go!
And the light of the moon, a little egg, lay on a leaf. That's how the old story goes. A story called The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle, you may be familiar. But in our story, this moon was so bright, and this caterpillar was so eager that she just couldn't wait to hatch. So out she came in the middle of the night, as hungry as any caterpillar you've ever seen. And Kristen, what do you think this caterpillar ate on her first night?
Well, gosh, there are so many options here, but I want to find the most colorful fruits I can find, because I heard that when you eat all the different colors of the earth, it has more vitamins, and it'll give you more strength, it'll give me more wisdom, it'll make you stronger. So let's see. I see durian. That has a lot of spikes. I don't know about that. Mangosteen, lychee. Look at all these fruits. Okay, I'm gonna try them all. So let's do this.
And so the caterpillar feasted on yummy mango and every other fruit in the field, and even once she'd built up her confidence on that spiky little durian fruit. And as she finished eating, the sun began to rise, and all the other caterpillars finally hatched. They looked at their big sister in wonder, for while they were all striped in bright bands of yellow, black, and white, like monarch caterpillars, their sister was solid silver, like the moon they saw dipping below the horizon, and she was already 10 times the size of any caterpillar. Now, these young caterpillars didn't have a word for the moon or for hunger or even for caterpillars, but when they looked at their lovely silver sister, they thought of the moon. So to make our lives a little bit easier, we're gonna call this caterpillar Luna. While her little siblings feasted on milkweed leaves. That's what monarch caterpillars tend to eat. And this butterfly was different, bigger, eating everything in sight and getting bigger all the time until she fell fast asleep, waking again to the sight of the moon. Now the moon seemed bigger than ever, and Luna was also bigger than ever.
I have so much energy. Oh my goodness, I saw this giant tree, and all I wanted to do was climb it and explore more with all my new energy. And because I'm so much bigger than the other caterpillars, I want to see what else I can climb. So I just climbed up and up and high up in the tree, and I looked up. And because my body is so silvery and shiny, it reflected the light of the moon. And so I was glowing like a fairy. And I looked up and the moon was so beautiful. It just makes me want to reach up high. I think maybe if I keep going, I can reach the moon. But how? The tree stops right here. I'm at the top of the tree. What should I do?
And just then, the bright light shining off of Luna woke a nearby owl. The owl said. Now, of course, none of the creatures in this story have language. So this owl stretched his wing up toward the moon and seemed to tell a story with its wings. A story of how once it had tried to fly up to the moon and failed. And when it flew down, feeling a little sad, it met other owls. And one of these owls it fell in love with and had little baby owls with and wanted to build them the finest nest. And even though this owl would never reach the moon, he found joy in building the best nests around. And now all the other birds fly from miles and miles and miles away to get nesting tips from him. And he seemed very contented with his life.
Well, this owl has the kindest eyes. And he seems so interesting because he has wings that I've never seen before. I wish I had wings. I wonder why he can't just fly to the moon and keep flying. And these nests, wow, if only I can have a nest like this. Well, butterflies, I don't think, make nests, but we do bring pollen, and that helps grow beautiful flowers. I wonder if we became friends, I can help them decorate their nest and bring flowers to the nest. And then I wonder what kind of creatures those will bring.
So the caterpillar went for a ride on this owl's back, gathering lovely materials and helping him build a wonderful, even bigger nest than before. But as the caterpillar snacked along the way, she became too heavy for even this big papa owl to carry, and she ended up falling asleep in a distant field. When she awoke the next night, she realized she'd slept the day away again and was even bigger than before. She was standing next to a great big wolf.
Oh my goodness, why do I keep getting bigger and bigger? Oh, and I've fallen in love with so many different creatures and my heart feels so much bigger. Is that why my body is so big?
The wolf looked down at Luna. And they both looked up at the moon together, and their eyes shone in the same way. The wolf invited Luna to climb up on her back, and she carried her to the top of the highest mountain in What If World, a mountain you might know is called Whateverest. And there on Whateverest was more food than this caterpillar had ever seen. A lot of garbage as well, and that's a whole other story you could listen to another time. But what did Luna eat on top of this great big mountain?
I am getting so excited because there are so many different colorful fruits and veggies, and I'm not even sure, what is this, tofu? I don't know. But when I see a lot of ingredients, the first thing I think of is hot pot. I wonder if this wolf has tried hot pot. Okay, here's a little pot. I'm gonna start some fire. Okay, the water's boiling.
Ooh.
Let's start adding all of these different ingredients and then see what it tastes like in a giant bowl of water.
The wolf indeed had never had a hot pot before. And together, they made a pot of food so big that half the creatures up the mountain came up to enjoy it. And while they were eating together, the wolf told her story. You see, when she was younger, she fell in love with the moon and tried to climb Mount Whateverest in order to reach it. And when she got to the top, she realized it was still out of reach. And so she sang a song, so sad and so wonderful, that all the creatures gathered round. And she found that she had learned love and sadness, and that her life was fuller for learning how to express herself, and for all the friends she made that loved her song. And now she'd made even more new friends to share in a meal together.
Oh, this song is so beautiful. Everybody has such a beautiful voice, but I can't really sing. I can't hold a pitch, but I can do something very different that I think might be really cool with my legs, because I have lots of legs. I'm a caterpillar. I can break down a beat. That's right. I am a beatboxing caterpillar.
And the caterpillar was doing her own version of music. And all of the other animals in the forest realized that they could join the song with the body parts that they had and the songs that they could make, and even picking up some junk from on top of Mount Everest and making their own music with the things they found. And together, they played through the night until Luna fell asleep.
So sleepy. All this beatboxing made everybody dance, including me, all my legs, every single one of my legs. I can't move them anymore.
And Luna fell asleep on the back of a great big bear who carried her down the mountain and fell asleep looking for honey in a tree back in the very field in which Luna had grown up. Here, all the caterpillars were now in their chrysalises.
Oh, this bear keeps moving, but he's so warm. Feels like an electric blanket. I don't know where we're going, but I smell honey.
And enjoying one final meal as a caterpillar, Luna, without really realizing what she was doing, climbed up into this tree near this honeycomb and built a chrysalis around herself. 2 weeks later, out she hatched, a big silvery butterfly, except her wings were crumpled up little wet things. And all the other butterflies had hatched and their wings had already finished drying in the sun.
I wonder what's happening. Everybody around me already has their wings spanning, but mine are still crumpled here. What can I do?
One of her little siblings showed her how to stretch, stretch, stretch every fiber of her crumpled wings and flap them ever so slightly and move just a little to the east so the rising sun would hit them just so.
Well, let me try other things. Let me think positive thoughts. Let me think about all of the wonderful friends we made, the night on top of the mountain dancing. Let me think about all of the beautiful creatures and all the delicious, colorful fruit. Oh, look at that. It's expanding. It's going. It's going.
And out her wings stretched, filled with hope and joy. But all the other little butterflies were taking off to the south.
Well, it feels like everybody is flying down to the south, and maybe that's what I'm supposed to be doing because everybody else is doing it. But why is it that in my heart, I feel like I should be doing something else? The moon! I've been waiting my whole life to go to the moon! I've been staring at it. I don't feel like I have to do what everybody else is doing. I have to do what's best for me.
And so Luna bravely stretched out her wings, and loving her siblings and missing them dearly and wishing them well on their wonderful pollinating adventure, she went off in a different direction, a way she needed to go.
This makes me feel a little bit sad, but I am so excited just thinking about the adventures I'll have. I know I can get to the moon. And what might I see there? A flower? A bunny? Making mochi like in the old folk tales? The goddess? I don't know. We'll never know unless we try.
And as she flew and escaped the atmosphere of What If World, her silver wings lit up with magic. She was now as big as a dragon from wingtip to wingtip. And this flight would take her several days, but sooner or later, she would reach the moon. So let's just cut ahead to that part. And there she was, Now, you kids at home who are real moonheads, I don't know if that's a thing, you might know that our moon has a dirt known as regolith, which doesn't have any roots or organisms. But What If World's moon is a little bit bigger, big enough to have a little bit of atmosphere, and its dirt was ready for life. But it didn't have any of the other bits that it needed, like pollen or seeds. Or twigs, or any of that.
Well, this is a little different from what I had expected. I mean, I kind of thought there might be more exciting things other than dirt. But, oh, I'm brimming with ideas. There's so much that I learned in the last few days from all the different creatures. We are definitely going to be able to do something with all this dirt.
And as she was thinking, she started drumming her little legs.
Well, when I don't know what to do, but I am brimming with too many different ideas, like I did before, I just start beatboxing using my legs and singing a song because it makes me feel really good and it makes me have even more ideas. I don't know, here it goes.
And her song carried from the moon to What If World. And astronauts heard her, and owl architects heard her, and freshwater merfolk heard her, and a few other silver butterflies spread throughout this world, and even some earth elementals and some root-breathing dragons all found their way up to the moon and met her there.
I guess it's true. When many, many different creatures all come together with great ideas, you never know what could happen. Oh my goodness, the merman over there, he came drinking a potion that brought him to the moon. And the insect, oh, it looks red and it has polka dots in it. Is that a ladybug? They transported themselves using time machines. Every journey was different and unique, but we all came together with our different knowledge and different parts of the world. And even though everybody's different, we all had the same goal to reach the moon and to create something really cool together.
And these many creatures that answered Luna's song all worked together without a shared language, but they discovered their very first word together. Home. The end. I love it!
And I just try to sprinkle in, like, little, you know, messages here and there, but I don't know.
In the story, Kristen, for a minute, you were talking about what Luna might expect to find on the moon. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, so there is a Chinese folktale that there was a woman who drank a magical potion. And once she drank it, she was transported to the moon with her jade rabbit. And so there is a legend that if you look at the moon, that there is a bunny there with the goddess. And the whole point of the moon festival in many Asian countries is to observe the goddess and the bunny and the moon.
That's so cool. And hey, would there happen to be any Culture Kids episodes that talk about this?
There are. We have actually multiple episodes that talk about the moon. We have one about the moon festival, and we also have many episodes on Lunar New Year.
This has been so much fun. What a crazy challenging story that we told together.
A lot of Luna's dialogue was inspired by you because you are always brimming with new ideas on the go all the time. So that's you, Mr.
Thank you for joining me for a truly off-the-cuff story. I hope all you kids enjoyed it. And Kristen, we'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for having us on the show. We love you.
Bye. Thank you. I'd also like to thank Karen O'Keefe, our co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who are excited to learn about your own culture, as well as every new one you encounter. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
It's Gratitude Month on ICANN Radio. I'm Elena, ICANN and All Classical Radio's Young Artist in Residence. I'll be sharing my gratitude for a piece of music every day. A piece of music that I'm incredibly grateful for is called New Second Line by the Olympia Brass Band. It's a tune that will get you to jump, sway, bounce, skip, and dance to the festive beats of this extraordinary band from New Orleans. Can you pretend you're dancing in the streets following this glorious group?